Good morning. It's 10:20. I'm Jordan Miller on News Talk 1480 WHBC. We're live and local this morning. Joining us right now is one of our local sheriffs. Sheriff Orvis Campbell of Tuscarawas County is joining us right now because his crews were out last night responding to high water calls and whatnot. And there were 7 water rescue calls overnight in T County. Thankfully, all motorists were saved, but it didn't mean the best for their vehicles that were involved. Sheriff, how are you this morning?
I'm doing great, Jordan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Thanks for taking the time.
Yeah, so we're up to, I think we've added a couple more. I think we're up to about 9 water rescue calls. Those calls range all over the county, New Philadelphia to Newcomerstown, clear up to Sandy Township, the northern tip, and Sugar Creek to the west. So we've got a lot of roads affected. Many of those roads flood every time there's excessive rain, so a lot of those residents are used to that. Some of those roads are even equipped with high water gates because they flood so often. But we've had 9 rescues, some of them nowhere close to being life-threatening. And then some of them, I see one where the water says the car was pushed up against a guardrail. So a little scarier there. But the fire departments that were involved in all of those, along with some of my deputies, were able to get all those people out. And we're very happy about that. And some of those locations, they just had to leave the cars behind. I know my neighbor over in Harrison County, they've had a tremendous night as well. I think they had an awful lot of flooding over in the Tappan area and may have had to do some home evacuations because of that. So we haven't had to do that yet, fortunately. And it does look as though some of these major roads have at least are receding and back off the roadway.
Well, that's good that they are receding, as it was predicted for it to recede late morning, early afternoon. What are some of the stories behind these people getting stuck? Did they just think that they could make it through?
Well, I personally haven't got to speak with any of them. I think that water is just one of those things that is not considered as dangerous by many. You know, you bathe in it, you swim in it. It's not nearly as intimidating. Some of these cases, looking at the roads that were involved here, they are out in the middle of nowhere with very little lighting. Of course, this water, this groundwater that comes up is, looks black at night, and with little lighting, you're in it before you realize it. And it only takes a few inches of water for your car to actually start moving and floating on its own. So I think that some of that is just people being in the water before they realize that they were in it. And some of it is people thinking they can go through it, that not realizing how deep it is. So I think the reasons are different. I'd like to hope that most of them weren't, making a conscious decision to try to be brave and drive through the water. But I'm sure some of those did, because we've had that many times in the past, and it probably holds true for last night as well.
Yeah, and I've seen it. I had a friend last night that had to help a family member who got stuck, and they said we had to leave their vehicle behind. We tried and we tried, and we couldn't get it. She shouldn't have been driving through it. She knew that, but she did.
Yeah.
Are there any consequences if you do respond to a water rescue? I know that you were there to help them, but are there any consequences for them driving through a high water or maybe going around a road closed sign?
Yeah, especially going around a road closed sign. There's a couple of different citations that can be issued. Sometimes those are issued, in most cases, especially when there is a sign for failing to abide by that traffic control device. But sometimes that's, while we have issued citations in the past, sometimes that's rubbing a little salt in the wound, because, the real problem is that some of these cars, are completely ruined. I know one of these calls that said the water was up at the headlights, that water gets in the engine. We've had cars float away, things like that. So, usually the most severe punishment is dished out by Mother Nature. But they absolutely can be cited. I'm not aware that we cited anybody in last night's or if any other local law enforcement has or not.
Now, did you have to bring in any extra crews last night because that this flooding had been predicted since, I would say, Wednesday? There was a chance that we would see this flooding with the extreme heat that we had and the melting of the snow and ice. Did you have to bring in any extra law enforcement in case anything like this happened?
I did not. Those nine calls that we took through the 911 center, those ranged from about 6:50 p.m. last night to 6:27 a.m. this morning. So that's not a lot of calls over that many hours. You know, you're talking 12 hours there. So we were able to handle those with the crews that we had out. Most people tried to stay out of it. They tried to stay home. Fortunately, a lot of it was late at night when people were home anyway. I was more worried about early this morning when people got up to start going to work, but it looks like we've only had one call in that time frame. It came in about 6:30 this morning. So, I know that personally I contacted family members of mine, asked them, to please drive slow and be careful. I remember my years on patrol where I was in a cruiser, and you come around a corner and it's so dark in some of these township and county roads that you don't even realize what you're about to encounter. So it really takes some slow driving and paying attention to keep yourself out of trouble.
For sure. I completely understand. I appreciate what you and your department do as a whole to make sure that everyone is safe when they do get into these situations, although they don't purposely mean to get into them, but you're there to help rescue, and I'm glad all of the people in these water rescues are safe. Sheriff Orvis Campbell, thank you for coming on this morning.
All right. Thank you, Jordan. Take care.